A Canadian man appeared in a court in Montreal today. He's charged with two counts of making death threats. The man's name is Dennis Marcuse, but he uses the name Mabus online. And it's online where he's accused of having threatened the lives of certain science writers for years now. Marcuse is a Christian, and atheists, especially scientists, rub him the wrong way. There have been plenty of formal complaints about these threats, but the Montreal police did not act on them until a science blogger, William Ryan Clark, wrote about the case. He learned about the death threats in the course of his work.
I monitor Twitter and other social media to know what science journalists are interested in, and I discovered that rather than talking about research, they were talking about threats that they'd been receiving.
So this came to your attention, and you took some action last week. What'd you do?
I wrote a blog article because I was very angry with the Montreal police. They had not acted on complaints that they'd received from these people, mostly in the U.S. And following the publication of that blog article, I myself received a threat. As a Montrealer being threatened by somebody else in Montreal, I took the complaint to the police department, and it was pretty rapidly acted upon with the help of some pressure from the social and traditional media.
I want to talk about that pressure, but what was the threat that you received, and how did you get it?
The threat came to my personal email account, which meant that he had to look up my contact details, and it was a long, rambling, crazy kind of text, which really didn't make any sense. But there were really nasty snippets in it throughout. For example, we're going to come and cut your head off, die atheists, die, and, you know, just a lot of really psychotic ranting.
How do you know that the person who is appearing in court today is the same person who wrote those threats to you?
Some of the people that he has been attacking are extremely intelligent, and some of them are even involved directly in computer security. By firstly looking at the technical aspect, but also looking at the content of the messages he was sending, it was pretty easy to line up. And in fact, when he came to a conference here in Montreal in October, when he physically attended, people were able to recognize him and even take a photo of him.
There was also the involvement of someone online from San Francisco. So this kind of crossed the border in terms of what you guys were doing as investigators. What happened there?
It all kind of happened at about the same time. When I went down to the police department to file my complaint, at about the same time, a man in San Francisco organized an online petition asking the police to take this issue seriously. And the fact that that petition received 5,000 signatures within 48 hours demonstrates, in my opinion, quite amply just how many people had been targeted by this guy and just how much frustration there was by the situation.
So you credit that kind of pressure from social media with prompting police to act?
I think there's a number of factors involved, and I think this case demonstrates quite well the difficulties police have responding to this kind of situation. When I first went to file my complaint, the response from the officer who took it was that if I went looking for trouble on the internet, that I was sure to find it, and that they're very busy and the file might not be looked at before 1, 2, or even 3 months. So I definitely think the social media side of it, the petition in particular, really helped in making sure that my formal complaint was treated promptly and quickly.
All right. William Ryan Clark, public information officer at the University of Montreal, where he blogs about science matters. Thanks, William.
Thank you.